Now, let me read verse 26. Then said they to him again, What did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes? See, they're hard put to it. They're trying their best to find some little flaw that they can seize on to explain away the miracle that's been performed. Of course, if these religious rulers lived today, all they'd have to do is to go to an average seminary, and they'd find out some very clever ways to explain away the miracles of Jesus. But you see, they were not in that very advantageous spot in the day in which they lived. They had a man on their hands who had been blind. Now he can see. And when you've got a man on your hands like that, you have to come up with some explanation. So may I say that probably we ought not be so hard on these fellows, because they are hard put to it to come up with an answer. Now they want to know how it was done. He answered them, I've told you already, and ye did not hear. Wherefore would ye hear it again? Will ye also be his disciples? I think he's being a little sarcastic here. He says, is the reason you want to hear it so you can become his disciple? And of course, that's not it. They want to become the very opposite, which they were. Then they reviled him and said, Thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spake unto Moses. As for this fellow, we know not from whence he is. You see, they'd ask him that question. He'd told them they had not accepted it. They actually didn't hear. They not only are blind, they can't see. They are deaf, they can't hear. The man answered and said unto them, Why, herein is a marvelous thing, that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. In other words, as religious leaders, they are the ones that should have accepted him and actually have put him forward and have been his publicity agents. Instead of that, they're attempting to put him to death, actually. Now, let me read verse 31. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? In other words, this was a remarkable miracle. A man born blind, he's been made to see. And this man's logic is very good, but he's acting on the knowledge that he has. He has not yet met the Lord Jesus, that is, that he could see him. When he came to him before, he was blind, and our Lord sent him away to wash in the pool of Siloam. Now will you notice the logic of the man? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. That, my friend, is rather unanswerable. If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. They answered and said unto him, Thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us? You see, now they do what men do when they can't meet an argument, or they do not have a satisfactory explanation of that which is around them, and the facts not only confound them, but contradict them. Well, what do? Well, they cast him out. They were angry, and they cast this man out. That means they excommunicated him. And this actually was an awful thing in that day. That means he was shut out of the temple. He was shut out of business, frankly. And the man was an outcast. He just the same as being a leper, because he's shut out of everything that is religious and everything that is social.